请我们翻到约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
第十六章。
Chapter 16.
第三十二节。
Verse 32.
看哪，时候将到，且是已经到了。你们要分散，各归自己的地方去，留下我独自一人。
Behold, an hour is coming and has already come for you to be scattered.
其实我不是独自一人，因为有父与我同在。
Each to his own home and to leave me alone, and yet I am not alone because the Father is with me.
我们知道这是圣经里面一个很重要的预言。
We know that this is a very important prophecy in the Bible.
在我们的主还没有钉十字架以前
，Before our Lord was crucified,
他就预告说，跟随他多年的门徒要分散。
He already prophesied that the disciples that follow him will be scattered.
他们各归自己的地方去。
They will all go back to their own hometown.
他们有家可以回去。
They have a home to return.
结果呢，就留下主。独自一人。
And the Lord will be left alone.
我们知道，果然，在我们的主被捉拿的时候，这个预言就应验了。
We know that truly indeed, when our Lord was being captured, this prophecy has been fulfilled.
但是当主说这个预言的时候
，But when the Lord was prophesying this one,
其实他不是只不光只做第一个世纪的跟随他的门徒。
He was not only prophesying for the ones who follow him at the first century.
他也特别说到后来。我们这些人因着使徒的教训，相信了主耶稣的教诲说的。
He also speak to his church, to those people who are like us, who follow the teaching of the apostles.
所以主就为门徒祷告。
Therefore, the Lord pray for his disciples.
使他们合而为一。
That they will be in one accord.
但主也为教会祷告。
But the Lord also pray for his church.
使他们都合而为一。
That they will be in one.
所以。根据第十七章我们主的祷告
So according to our Lord's prayer at chapter 17
我们就知道这个分散一面是指着第一个世的一面是指着第一个世纪跟随主的门徒分散说的
So we know that on one side this is according to the first century separation
但是更重要的
But the most important thing is
是指着有一天教会要四分五裂
That is one day the church will be scattered around
在哥林多的时候有四个有人想把哥林多教会变成四个。
At one time, people wanted to separate the church in Corinth into four parts.
但是今天你看的教会一共有三万八千个宗派。
But now you can see that there are 30,400 denominations in the church.
那弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，今天教会四分五裂。
So brothers and sisters, you see that there is a scattering around in the church.
完全在神在主的预料当中。
It's according to the Lord's expectation.
所以这一次我们愿意用这周末的四次的时间。
So this time, according to our four gatherings in the weekend.
我们特别注意到主所说的这个预言。
We just pay attention to the prophecy that the Lord had prophesied here.
那知道我们的主说这个预言，他是引一段的圣经。
So you know that when the Lord was prophesying, he was quoting one part of the Bible.
牧人被击打，羊就分散。
When the shepherd has been hit, the sheep will be scattered.
那这一节圣经是根据，撒加利亚、该撒利亚、撒加利亚书的。
So this book is, this prophecy is according to the book of Zechariah.
撒加利亚书里面有这么一句话。
In the book of Zechariah, there's a verse.
有这么个预言。
About this, and it's about this prophecy.
只要牧人一被击打，羊就分散。
If the shepherd has been hit, and the sheep will be scattered.
对于犹太人来说，耶和华是我的牧者。
To the Jewish people, Jehovah is their shepherd.
但他们忘记了。
But they forgot.
这位大牧人就是好牧人。
This great shepherd is their good shepherd.
就是为我们钉十字架的主耶稣。
That is the one that has crucified for him. That is Jesus.
也就是将来要回来的荣耀的主。
That is also the glorious king that will be returned.
所以以色列人不只有二十三篇，也有诗篇二十二篇，也有诗篇二十四篇。
So the Jewish people not only had the Psalm 23, but also 22 and 24.
如果你真是认识我们的主是好牧人
，If you really know that our Lord is a good shepherd,
是大牧人
，He is a great shepherd,
也是首席的牧人，回来是 chief shepherd.
He is also the chief shepherd.
如果这样的话
，If it's that,
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你怎么可能说钉他十字架，钉他十字架
？How can you say crucify him, crucify him?
结果当时的犹太人
，So at that time the Jewish people,
他们弃绝我们的主。
They forsaken our Lord.
他们说除掉他，除掉他。
They said, "Crucify him, crucify him."
愿流这人的血归在我们和我们子孙的身上。
And the blood that's shed on him, shed on our children.
那因着这个缘故。
And because of that.
根据撒加利亚说的预言。
According to the prophecy of Zechariah.
这些羊就分散了。
These sheep had been scattered.
他们到底分得有多散呢
？How far they've been scattered around?
那你读到生命记就很清楚。
If you read the book of Deuteronomy, then you'll understand.
他们一定被散到每一个，就一并被散到。地的极处
They have been scattered around to the end of the world.
而且在生命记里面用了一句话，如果用英文讲 the edge of heaven, 就是他们一定要被散分散到天涯海角。
And there's a verse in the book of Deuteronomy. It says the edge of the heaven. That means the end of the world.
所以这就解释了两千年来以色列的历史。
So that explained the Jewish history in the past 2,000 years.
你看见以色列的悲欢离合。
You see their joyful gathering and their scattering.
因为我们的主是引同样的一段圣经。
Because the Lord was quoting the same part of the verse.
不过我们的主是用在教会身上。
But he applied that to the church.
可是撒加利亚书是特别用在以色列身上。
But the book of Zechariah applied that to the Jewish people.
这就给我们看见以色列历史和教会历史是平行。
So we see that there's a parallel between the Jewish history and the church history.
以色列人所学的功课就是教会所要学的功课。
The lesson that the Jewish people had to learn is the same lesson that the church has
to learn. 那么自从以色列人他们分散以后
But ever since the Jewish has been scattered,
他们的历史是个什么样的历史呢
What kind of history did they have?
当然这是两千年的历史。
Of course, that's a past 2,000 years history.
可是最近
But recently,
那特别借助科学家们他们所找到的一些资料
Especially to the information that's discovered by the scientists.
给我们一个很好的机会
That gave us a good opportunity.
一面是科学的发现。
On one side, it's a scientific discovery.
另一面，我们找到圣经的解释。
On the other side, we see the explanation from the Bible.
那就是以赛亚书第四十九章。
That is the book of Isaiah, chapter 49.
原来我们是知道最近一连串大家注意到的现象。
And then you'll pay attention to what's happened recently.
就是因为今年跟明年。
It's because this year and next year.
这是两个特别的年。
These are two special years.
当犹太人他们过逾越节跟祝棚节的时候。
When the Jewish people are celebrating Passover over and the Feast of Tabernacles,
是他们满月的时候。
It's the time when they have full moon.
中国人过一个中秋节，犹太人过两个中秋节。
Chinese people celebrate one moon festival, but Jewish people celebrate two moon festivals.
等到他们逾越节的时候，全家团聚在一起。
When there's Passover, the whole family get together.
他们述说逾越节的故事。
They will tell the story of the Passover.
那么在那一年最满月的最满最满，应该祝棚节的那个晚上。
When the moon is the fullest, that's supposed to be the evening of the Feast of Tabernacles.
然后全家又聚在一起。
The whole family get together again.
他们就述说当年他们怎么样经过大而可畏的旷野。
They will retell the story of how they passed through the great and terrible wilderness.
所以每年两次犹太人过节的时候，月亮都是满月。
So two times a year when Jewish people get together, there were full moon.
但是今年不一样。
But this year, it's not the same.
今年如果你过这两个节的时候
，This year when you celebrate these two feasts.
不错，月亮是圆的。
Of course, the moon are full.
但是没有多久，有一段时间
，But there was short moment.
你会看见整个的月亮。像血红一样。
You will see the moon turn into the color of blood.
当然有原因的。
There is a reason.
因为证明那个时候刚好地球是在太阳跟月亮的中间。
Because at the time the earth is in between the sun and the moon.
那地球就把巨大的投影黑影就投在哪里？就投在月亮上。
And the earth has cast a huge shadow on the moon.
你应该看见是一片漆黑才对。
You're supposed to see all darkness.
但是神有刻意的让我们看得清楚什么叫月食。
But the Lord deliberately wanted to us to see this kind of moon.
那因着空气的缘故。
And because the atmosphere.
那这里面有一些物理的原因。
There are some physics reasons.
那最后呢，你看见等到真正这个地球把投影完全投在月亮上的时候
When you see that earth has cast a full shadow on the moon
你看见满月变红像血
You see that kind of full moon turn into the color of blood
那么一读到这里你当然就想到第六号第六印圣经里面启示录告诉我们说
When you see that you think of this book of Revelation the sixth seal
在主回来以前
Before the Lord's return,
有一些预兆。
There's some signs.
那特别讲到满月变红像血。
Especially it says that the moon will turn red like
blood. 但这个不是指着天天我们常常经过的月食来说。
It's not according to what we see ordinarily.
它一定有一些不平凡的地方。
There's something very unusual.
就好像几个博士他们看一个明亮的星。
Just like the wise men, they saw the bright star.
那弟兄们，为什么那个星特别明亮呢？
Why that star is so bright?
因为在主耶稣降生以前。
Because when the Lord was born.
你在天文学里面能够找到一些资料，那个时候刚好在太阳系有三颗星是刚好在一条直线上。
You can trace back through astronomy and you can see that there were three stars that line along to the same line.
不是天天三颗星在一条直线上。
And that doesn't happen every day.
所以我们就知道有星要出雅各。
Therefore, we know that there's a star that was coming from Jacob.
有杖要出以色列。
And that there's a staff that's coming out from Israel.
那杖就代表有王要出生。
That staff that shows there's a king that's going to come.
所以几个博士很有把握说，当你看见那个星的时候，那犹太的王就要降生。
So the full, wise men, they were assured that when you see that star, the king will be born.
他们不只相信理论。
Not only that they believe
in explanation. 他们也敢做实验。
And they dare to do the experiment.
他们就要做这个实验，不是把钱丢到水里面，不是。
They did the experiment. It's not like casting money in the water.
他们敢带着黄金、乳香和没药。
They dare to bring the gold and myrrh and frankincense.
他们走了几乎一千一年的道路。
They travel one whole year.
如果不是那个信念紧紧抓住他们的话，
If it's not that faith that grasps them,
今天很多科学家都不敢做这样的事。
Today many scientists would not dare to do this kind of experiment.
因为他们很有把握。
But because they were so assured.
果然，他们到了这个伯利恒，又看见那个星又出现。
Truly indeed, they arrived Bethlehem and they saw that star again.
他们果然遇见了犹太人的王。
And they truly indeed met the King of Jews.
他们献上了黄金。乳香跟没有。
They presented their gold, myrrh, and frankincense.
所以主第一次来以前。
So before the Lord's first return.
你看天象有预兆。
You see that there's a sign in the heavenlies.
这不是平常的事。
It's not something ordinary.
所以现在有很多人也问说。
So now many people will ask.
会不会在主回来以前。
Would that before be the Lord's second return?
那么在这里也有一些不寻常的现象。
You see something unusual again.
所以如果今天大家能够到网上去。
So if today you go on internet,
你就看见这两千年来关于月食，那么美国太空署给你许多密密麻麻的资料。
You see the information that's given by NASA of the past 2,000 years and all the lunar eclipses.
你怎么在这么多资料里面去找到一些不寻常的现象？
But according to those information, how can you find something that's very unusual?
现在大家很清楚。
So now you're clear.
今年跟明年。
This year and next year.
连着两年。
Continuously for 2 years.
就在逾越节跟祝棚节的时候。
At the feast of Passover and Tabernacles.
你看见他们不只是看到满月。
Not only they will see full moon.
而且满月变红像血。
But these kind of full moon had the color of the blood.
所以连着两年四轮的明月。
So continuously.
满月变红像血。
Continuously two years there'll be tetra blood moons.
这个严格说来不是太稀奇。
Strictly speaking, that's very amazing.
但是稀奇是刚好是在犹太人的节日。
But the most amazing thing is that it falls on the feast of the Jewish holidays.
所以这一定跟犹太人发生关系。
So there must be something that has to do with the Jewish people.
所以怎么这件事情会发生的呢？
How could this be happening?
而且不光这样。
Not only that.
当我们读到那个启示录的时候。
When you read the book of Revelation.
讲到满月变红像血。
When it mentioned about the moon turn red like blood.
他们说太阳。变黑像毛布一样。
It also says that the sun will turn dark like a sackcloth.
那指着日食跟这些月食一定并在一起的。
That means the solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse happen at the same time.
所以连着两年。
So continuously for 2 years, this year and next year.
你看明年在以色列新年的时候还有一个全日食。
You see that next year before the Jewish New Year, you see a full solar eclipse.
所以现在我们要问。
Now we have to ask.
是不是这两年有许多事情要发生？
Is that something's going to happen within these 2 years?